If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You may have seen that the SABC today released a statement saying that they will no longer be flighting the DA ad campaign. You've all seen it. You've been speaking about it for a while now. On the line with us is Media Monitoring Africa Director William Bird. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, so let's go straight there. I mean, what's your reaction to the SABC statement earlier on today?
Oh, dear. You know, I mean, I think it's clear that you can be, that you can get just as two opposing things can be true at the same time. You can have two bad things true at the same time. I think the DA advert, the burning of the flag, is incredibly offensive. It's in bad taste. You know, there are all sorts of things that you can say about it. But what it isn't is illegal. At the same time, then, for the SABC to come and say, well, they're not going to broadcast it now when they don't seem to have a legal basis on which to make their claim, does suggest, and it then gives credence to people to say, well, the SABC is you know, kowtowing to kind of external pressure. So it's a really unfortunate decision, and one that I think is, we understand, going to be challenged, and one that I suspect that when they do challenge it, the SABC will lose.
What should the SABC have taken into account, if any, on whether to flight or not flight this ad? And by the way, William, just before you respond, would it have been their job or the South African Advertising Agency's authority to do that?
So in an election period, broadcasters fall under the Broadcast Complaints Commission outside of elections. In an election period, they fall under the, and complaints about their content fall under the CCC, which is the Complaints Compliance Committee of ICASA, which is the regulator. So even if it's about a political advert, it would go, instead of to the Advertising Standards Authority, which normally would go, it would in fact go to the CCC.
Yeah.
And that's because ICASA, before the elections, they put in place regulations that came into effect when the president said this is the election date. He declared the elections, the election date, and that was gazetted. Then since that period, we've been in that election period, and so any complaints would then be heard by the CCC. So what SABC would have to have done is looked at the CCC process and said, Is the content of the advertisement illegal? They would have to have said, does it, for example, otherwise incite violence or some other kind of openly illegal behavior? So, for example, if they said, take drugs because they're great and they'll make you feel wonderful, you know, and cocaine is great for you, then they would have had a great grounds on which to say, well, we're not going to carry the ad for the Go Drug Party because it's advocating clearly illegal behavior. Or if they said, we should kill all the parties that we don't like, again, they would have had fair grounds. But this advert, offensive as it may be, and in bad taste, as most people may find it, you know, you can't just ban it on that basis. And it's precisely when you strongly disagree with someone, even if you did really find what they're saying repulsive, that's when freedom of expression matters, because it's, otherwise, when you're the one that's standing up, they're then going to say, well, we're not going to listen to your view on these issues. And that's why we need to make sure that we protect freedom of expression.
Do you think there was interference here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that what is clear is that they seem to have given undue credence to, for example, the president's views. Quite why the SABC, which is the independent public broadcaster, should be saying that the president has condemned it and therefore this, I'm not sure. So I would imagine that it would appear that there's an effort to say, well, we're wanting to avoid the controversy, and so we are not going to air it. And ironically, now they're going to have caused even more controversy. So it really does seem a counterproductive move by the SABC, especially as the kind of excitement and anger about this particular advert was dying down.
So if they gave you reasons that say, well, actually, we were informed by the outrage out there, would that be enough?
No, of course not. You know, you go back to programs that cause outrage. Some of those things are programs that you need to hear and that you need to see. People may not like a program that's a drama program in which the people are being violated or domestic abuse is shown, for example. Mm. But it's an important issue. You need to see it in order to understand that that needs to be broadcast. Outrage isn't a justification for not doing it. If anything, usually it's a justification as to why you should, which isn't to say that they should be irresponsible about it, right? But if they were the SABC, surely the better route would have been to say, okay, this is causing deep controversy. Let's have some current affairs programs. Bring in experts, bring in legal people, bring in some people. Why is it illegal in South Africa to burn the flag? What's the history of that, you know? And possibly it's because it used to be illegal to burn the old South African flag. And so one of the things of our new democracy is that actually that shouldn't be the way that we go. And if it is the decision of Parliament to say, actually, we do think it should be a crime, then they must make that. But that's up to Parliament to decide. It's certainly not for the SABC to decide now, well, we don't like this, it's controversial, we're not going to show it.
So what's Media Monitoring Africa's call right now? I mean, what would you like to see happen for the SABC to reinstate it?
I think that the SABC should review their decision and they should say, you know, following the actual outrage about this, we've decided to broadcast it and we're going to have discussion programs about it and take the public along with them. Let people express their views. When you ban it, you shut things down. So that's what we would be calling for, and we're busy liaising with different other NGOs and partners to see if there's a common view on this particular issue.
William Bird is the Director of Media Monitoring Africa. Thank you so much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.